with a shot no good off the right side of the rim, and the rebound controlled by Waverly. Back come Waverly on the drive, shot off the iron and good. Shot off the backboard. So Myers with the field goal makes it 2-0. Waverly with the early lead here, a minute gone in the opening quarter. As with the possession, Ish steps out. Gavin Ish on long range misses a shot. Nice rebound down inside. Bryson Turner with the follow. Count it. And we're tied at 2, and Turner to the foul line. He'll have a chance with a 3-point play.
Yeah, that time Turner just was able to get inside and really had an – they must have lost track of where he was at, because he just got in real easily and then got the layup.
Brantley Peterson picking up the foul, his first, team foul number 1. Free throw here for Turner is up and good. And it's a 3-2 lead now for Madison. Waverly quickly to the other end. Coy Myers, far wing, feeds Ben Maheen. They work it around here to the near side. This is Brantley Peterson. Peterson had 19 in that first meeting against Madison, a good night. He's got control at the top of the key. Myers now along the near side here, steps into the circle. Bounce feed back up top to Meehan. Meehan, nice look down inside. Shot up no good, but a foul called. Nice look there. Brady Wallace is fouled. He'll be at the line for a pair. Call goes against. Trying to see the foul is on. Looks like they got. Well, they put 23 up there. Yeah. There's no 23 for Madison. There's, I think it's on Ish, Gavin Ish. Yeah. That's his first. Team foul number 1. Yeah, he threw up a 2-3. I mean, there's no 2-3 in the game.
Wouldn't be the first time, though, the program would be wrong.
Yeah, that's true. That is very, very true. As a free throw for Brady Wallace is up and good. We're tied at 3. 6:22 to go here in the opening period. Game 2 of the day. Wallace, second foul shot. That goes through, and we're now at a 4-3 score here with Waverly up by a point. Some pressure here being applied by the Waverly Bulldogs. Madison works against it. This is Turner. Nice lob feed down inside. Gavin Edge has a block from behind. Back comes Waverly. Waverly Bulldogs on the run, right to left. Meehan comes near side. Shot is up for Peterson. No good. And the rebound collected there by Bryson Turner for Madison. 4-3 Waverly. 5:55 to go here in the opening quarter. Darborough has it right wing, skips a pass, almost a little too high, but Hurlburt able to corral it for Madison. And now Gavin Esch, left wing, three ball is up and good. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent three-pointer. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference, Cody Thurston. So Gavin Esch, his first field goal, gives Madison a 6-4 lead. Down inside, count the basket there, Brady Wallace. And we're knotted at... Actually, it should be 6-6. Scoreboard has it 8-4, but we're all tied at 6. 5:17 left to play here in the first period. Madison with the basketball. Again, tied at 6. This is Turner, right of the lane. Shot up and good from 12 feet. And Turner now with 5 and the lead back to Madison. 8-6 as these two teams go back and forth here in the early going.
Yeah, they're not afraid of anything right now, are they?
Not at all. No look pass, into the paint, shot for Wallace, too strong. Turner has the board for Madison. Here come the Bulldogs in black, the Madison Bulldogs. Of course, used to having two different mascots. Bulldogs,
yes,
versus Bulldogs. Now is going to be a little more specific with who has it.
Yeah.
Here's Turner again. Another great look there for Bryson Turner. He's off to a great start. He's got 7. Madison, their biggest lead. Waverly shot no good there for Coy Myers. And the Madison Bulldogs have possession once again and a 4-point lead at 10-6.
Well, they're doing a great job on Madison is on this end of getting Bryson Turner into the gaps on that zone defense.
Gavin Esch backing down inside against Ben Meehan, and scores. Well, Gavin Esch from the outside and from the inside. He's got 5, and Madison stretches the lead to 6, 12-6.
Yeah, they're just doing a great job executing against that zone.
Bounce pass along the baseline to Colton Woodson. Pass in the hands of Ben Meehan. Meehan on the drive. Shoots it up with the left hand. Nice shot off the window. Meehan with a bucket. 12-8 our score. Timeout on the court taken by Waverly. Our timeouts being brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's on 6th. Place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. Our coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And also Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. So good action here. Ken, 12-8, Madison with the lead. Good start here for Bryson Turner.
Yeah, he's finding the gaps, and he's just doing a good job getting the gaps against his own, and he's not afraid to take it right down the lane. Because, first of all, nobody's going to probably stop it.
Yeah. Nice-looking player, quick.
Yes.
12-8 Madison, and Madison with the basketball operating left to right as Colton Ish crosses the timeline. In the hands now of Herbert, stolen away, and Waverly's Coy Myers all the way down the floor, lays it up and in, and a chance at a three-point play. So Myers will be at the line, looking for his fifth point, and to try to cut this deficit down to one. Foul, by the way, was on Colton Ish, his first, team second. Myers eyes his mark, flips it up, and in and out, no good. 12-10, Madison with the lead. Lane Darborough across the timeline, feeds it up top to, this is Colton Ish. Of course, brother Gavin playing on the inside there right now. Madison working against this zone. Colton Ish from the outside. Another Cody Thurston, land agent three. So the Ish brothers each with three-pointers here in the first quarter.
Yeah, I bet you they practiced that together a few times.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. 15-10 now the score. This is Wallace on the right side. He'll rattle in the shot. Excuse me, Woodson, Colton Woodson. His first field goal, 15-12 Madison, 2:45 to play here in the opening quarter. Good ball game brewing here in this 4-5 matchup. From the right baseline, Turner with the miss. Rebound collected by Brady Wallace. And now Waverly, chance to cut a little more into this lead, possibly tie with a three. Myers thought about it for a second, puts the ball on the deck, pull up 10-footer, crawls off the right side of the rim, no good. Long rebound there to Colton Ish for Madison. And Ish will bring it into front court for the Madison Bulldogs. Down to 2:14 to play first period. There's a kick, ball out of bounds off of Coy Myers. It will stay with Madison.
Well, one thing, Tim, with this Waverly team is they're just a tough group of kids.
Yep.
They are excellent in football, and they were excellent. Last year they made it to the state tournament.
Bryson Turner, quick move down the lane, lays it up with the right hand. Turner has 9. The lead is 5. 17-12 ball game. From the near corner, a three-pointer is short. Put up there by Brantley Peterson, and Madison with the rebound. Colton Ish in the front court. This is Turner again from the free throw line, and he is on fire. Bryson Turner with 11, and this is the biggest Madison lead as they stretch it out to 7 at 19-12. Long range for Woodson, crawls in. So Woodson with a Cody Thurston land agent three. He's got 5 and the lead down to, hang over to the 2. They gave him a 2, didn't they? 19-14.
But the referee signaled 3.
And so they only give him credit for 2 on the scoreboard as Turner is short on that try. Gavin Ish keeps it alive, kicks it out to Darborough. Darborough off pitching on the deck, drives baseline, gets cut off, and loses the basketball. And now the official will confirm it is a 3. And so the scoreboard operator will make it a 19-15 ball game.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
1:09 to play here in the first quarter. And Waverly with the basketball.
Yeah, I was pretty sure I saw the referee signal in 3, but we could be wrong.
Hey, sometimes we are.
I know.
Brantley Peterson, his way to Myers. Nice pass with a shot no good for Brady Wallace in traffic. Fight for the loose ball. And there'll be a reach-in foul. This is going to go against Lane Darborough. Darborough's first, team's third. Brantley Peterson will check it in for Waverly. Comes in the corner, Myers here near side. Now drives, pick up his dribble. Back to Peterson here, left wing. Top of the key now, it comes to Ben Meehan. Waverly being patient here. Down to 39 seconds to play, first quarter. This is Peterson on the pull-up, a little strong. Rebound down inside for Meehan. He's fouled over the back. So the whistle goes against Madison. That'll be Bryson Turner's first, team's fourth. Coverage brought to you by Gwen Longbine of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with home, farm, and land purchases. And there's a miss, and the rebound there collected by Lane Darbrough. And Madison will play possibly for the final shot. We'll see here.
Yeah, I think that's what Coach McNeil's wanting to, but if you get a layup, take it.
There's Turner in the lane, count the basket, a chance at a three, a block foul called. As Turner continues to add to his totals, fouls on Ben Meehan. That's his first, team second. Turner now with 13 first quarter points. Looking for number 14, and he gets it. 22-15, Madison duplicating their largest margin. Waverly with the basketball. Up top, Meehan has it for Waverly. On the dribble, kicks in the corner. Peterson, high arcing shot off the lip, no good. Desperation shot hard off the backboard by Colton Ish. And we have played one quarter of basketball in this boys' game. 22-15, Madison with the lead. We'll take a timeout. We're back with more right after this.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Is it time to turn the lawn care over to the professionals? Richmore Lawn Care is a full-service lawn and landscaping company serving commercial and residential properties in the Emporia, Kansas area. The team at Richmore Lawn Care offers a wide variety of services and maintenance plans to meet every need and budget. They also have extensive experience with tree care, planters, retaining walls, patios, and complete landscaping design. Richmore Lawn Care can make your backyard into your own personal oasis. Call 620-341-3890 or check them out at richmorelawns.com.
Welcome back here to the Wide Auditorium. Tim Miller, Ken Hansen with you on Country 101.7 FM. Also, of course, you can watch it, KVOE TV at KVOE.com, as we provide video of every single game here at the tournament. To the second quarter we go. 22-15 is our score. Madison with the lead. Waverly has the basketball and an errant pass stolen away. This is Turner down the floor, missed the layup, and the rebound taken there by Brantley Peterson. Boy, that's one of the few misses here for Turner in this first half.
Yep, that it is.
Nice feed inside. Brady Wallace able to convert. Wallace has six. 22-17, Madison out in front.
And, you know, Tim, when Bryson Turner gets the ball, he just shows his quickness there.
And he elevates again and shoots it in from 16 feet, and he's so good on the elevation. He gets really high for that jump shot.
Yeah, and it looks like it's no trouble at all.
Yeah, not at all. There's another Waverly turnover. So Madison gets it back, leading 24-17, 55 seconds gone in the second quarter. Colton Ish in front court sends it near wing here to Darbrough. Looking along the baseline inside, an errant pass. Trying to feed it to Gavin Ish. So Madison turns it over. Waverly gets it back.
And Waverly on this end, they've gotten a little bit stagnant on their offense. They're just going to have to find some way to penetrate against this zone.
Yeah, Madison in there. 2-3, 2-1-2. Nice dish from Myers, but unfortunately, Brady Wallace couldn't finish it. Madison clears the board. Back they come. Colton Ish across the timeline. So the right side, Darbrough looks in for a moment to Gavin Ish. He's covered up in this zone. And now Ish steps out in the right corner, accepts the pass. They go back to Darbrough, out to Colton Ish. He'll try it from three, off the mark, no good. Rebound there to Brady Wallace for Waverly. Waverly on the run, shot is blocked as Myers took it into the paint. got too deep into the defense and had no chance. And there's a, boy, near turnover by Colton Ish. Just about gave it back to Waverly.
Yeah, I think Coach, I think they were like, okay, no, it is not a turnover.
Darbro from long range, the miss. Inside, can't get it down either. Rebound Waverly. Waverly Bulldogs with the basketball. Look down inside. Nice ball fake. Now takes it up. Just can't convert. Brady Wallace misses the shot. Madison has the rebound. Colton Ish at the controls up top. And a timeout now for Coach Alex McNeil. In our timeouts here at the Lyon County League Tournament. Brought to you by McDonald's on 6. 99 cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack.
And Tim, I can tell you, those blueberry cream cheese pies, excellent.
So you can vouch for
yes,
them.
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, there you go, a testimonial. So go get one.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank, of course, all of our sponsors that make this tournament coverage possible. Among them, USD 386, Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dawgs! Also, Eagle Creek Quarry. When your next project requires crushed limestone, contact Eagle Creek Quarry, located just 3 miles south of Hartford. Call Eagle Creek. It's 620-392-5659. 24-17, Madison with the lead and the basketballs. They work the inbounds. This is Turner on the pull-up again. Boy, he likes that spot. That time a little strong. Right there at that right elbow. He's hit a couple from there here in this first half. That time misses. The ball goes out of bounds. Waverly will have possession.
Yeah, he's just finding that gap. And if you're Waverly, you need to adjust on that. Maybe bring somebody over. It might free open the other side, but let's take away the short side for Bryson.
Turner with 16 points in this first half so far. There's a kick. I think it was off the foot of Cade Hurlbert. So Waverly will check it inbounds, far sideline. Myers along with Meehan, Woodson, Wallace, and Peterson. And that's going to be a double dribble and a turnover. Peterson gave it back. So Madison will get possession. 5:05 to play in the first half.
Yeah, both teams the last couple minutes, it's been gotten a little sloppy.
Yeah, we've the offensive flow that we had earlier is subsided here momentarily. Waverly stays in that 2-3. Darbro to Ish as they work around the perimeter now. Hurlbert with it along the left side. Goes baseline, Gavin Ish. And out in the corner, Colton Ish with the three, try in and out. Gavin Ish fights him off for the rebound. Now feeds Hurlbert. He'll put up a 14-footer that goes through his first basket. Had a good open look there. 26-17 now. The Madison lead 9, the biggest of the ball game. There's a steal. Colton Ish takes it away. Colton Ish in the middle of the floor. Feeds over to Hurlbert. Back to Ish. Get pass in the corner. Gavin Ish, 3-ball, no good, but he's fouled. Boy, that cardinal sin, a foul on a shooter in three-point territory.
Yeah.
And the call goes against Brady Wallace. That's his first, team's third. And Gavin Ish will have 3 shots. First try is up and good. 6 points now for Gavin Ish, the 6'3 senior. And now the lead for Madison into double figures.
And Madison perfect tonight, 3-for-3 from the free throw line.
Well, making 4-for-4 now.
Yeah.
28-17 now, Madison. One more here for Gavin Ish. Has 7 points, looking for point number 8. And can't get that one to crawl in. 28-17, Madison up 11, their biggest lead. Well, Waverly needs to get something going here. The offensive end against this Madison zone. Skip pass comes to Peterson. Right wing, now Meehan with it. The foul line. This is Wallace over to Peterson's. His skip pass knocked away. Colton Ish knocked it away into the hands of Cade Hurlbert. And, boy, The turnovers beginning to add up here for Waverly.
They are. That's turnover number six.
In the paint, the turnaround for Ish, left it short. Thought he got fouled over the wrist. No call. Waverly with the basketball. Meehan up top on the dribble. Guarded close there by Colton Ish. Now he'll deflect a pass out of bounds. We'll stay with Waverly. 3:22 left here in the second. 28-17 Madison.
Yeah, and Waverly is just gone. Complete stagnant on the offensive end.
Yeah, they've gone cold. They've also, of course, been victimized by turnovers. Myers, the runner, too strong. Strong rebound. Gavin Ish clears it for Madison. As we're near the three-minute mark, left here in the second quarter, Colton Ish running the show up top. Bounce pass, far side over to Herbert. In the far corner, this is Ish. Gavin Ish with the three. It's flat. The follow shot no good for Colton Ish. And the rebound to Brady Wallace for Waverly. Lead pass down to Myers. Gets into traffic. Feeds it back out now to Meehan. Skip pass here to Peterson. Long range shot. Left it short. Rebound Gavin Ish for Madison. Waverly just can't get anything going. They've been stuck on 17 now for a while.
Yeah.
2:25 left here in the second. This is Turner. Send a pass right side to Darborough. Nice look inside to Gavin Ish. Missed it, but there's a follow shot by none other than Bryson Turner. Turner with 18 points. 30-17 Madison. And there's a nice basket there by Brady Wallace. A little bit of contact there. Nothing called. Wallace has eight. A 30-19 score in favor of Madison. A minute 56 to go, second quarter. Gavin Ish with it, right baseline, up top. Herbert, three-point try, left it short. Rebound to Waverly, and now they throw it away. Stolen by Herbert. He'll pull up with a three-point try. Too strong off the back of the iron. He gets his own rebound, and Madison will now reset the offense with a minute and a half to go, second quarter.
And Madison has now missed seven straight three-point attempts, so they're settling for the three and not getting them.
Pull up jumper, Bryson Turner near wing, 16-footer. I'm running out of room here. 20 points in the first half for Turner.
Wow.
32-19 Madison, duplicating their largest margin of 13 points. Peterson has the top of the key, near wing now into the hands of Colton Woodson. His pass deflected and stolen. Waverly just having all kinds of issues at the offensive end. And Madison beginning to build a lead, a big lead along the baseline. Gavin Ish crawls off, no good. Rebound Colton Woodson. 32-19, Madison by 13. 46 seconds to go, second quarter. Meehan just about lost it up top. Now Myers with it on the drive. That'll be a reach-in foul. Foul called on Madison. Whistle will be against Herbert. That's his first, team's fifth.
And, you know, Tim, just this first half by Bryson Turner, just phenomenal. What a great athlete.
Oh, indeed. There's a tough shot missing there by Coy Myers, trying to flip it over his right shoulder from the left side of the basket. Madison will have the basketball with 33 seconds left to play in the second quarter.
You know, at the end of the first quarter, I thought, okay, they'll go for the last second shot. Bryson pulls up from 15 and hits it.
Yeah. And now they turn it over as that is Colton Ish throwing it past the outstretched arm of Cade Herbert. Coverage brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. And Waverly with the basketball. Ball deflected out of bounds off of Madison. It will stay with Waverly. 15.8 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Madison up by 13, 32-19. Waverly like to just run a good possession here, get a good look, and maybe get some points. They desperately need it. Instead, they turn it over. Turner with the steal. Down the floor he comes. In the lane, wave off the shot that went down, by the way. They'll call a foul prior to the shot. Foul called on Coy Myers, his first, team's fourth, and a good foul.
Yeah, it was. That was a good foul.
That was going to be 2 points.
Yep.
And here's Turner. Can't get the shot off before the buzzer sounds, and we played a half a basketball in this boys' contest, the Lyon County League Tournament. It is Madison 32, Waverly 19. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and go through the halftime totals with you. This is coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist you through the process. Midwest Land Group is the fastest growing land brokerage in the Midwest and consistently sells properties for more money in less time and with less headaches than anyone else. When you work with Midwest Land Group, you get access to the tools and the resources needed to find the property for your needs or help you professionally market your property to the highest level. Call Cody Thurston at 620-794-1229.
Got a flat, dead battery, time for an oil change? Been ignoring that check engine light for too long? Visit Howie's Tire Shop in Olpie to get your ride back on the road. Howie's isn't just tires and repair. They offer full-service mechanical work, including shocks, steering, suspension, and maintenance. If it's under the car or under the hood, they can fix it. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpie area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpie, just across the street from the Chicken House.
Hi, I'm Angela Blankley, a full-time real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. I have over 10 years in real estate experience to offer you. Whether you're selling or buying, I'd love to make your dream a reality. I'm available to help you anytime and will work diligently to make your transaction enjoyable in the professional manner you deserve. Feel free to call or text me anytime at 620-344-6368 to discuss your real estate needs.
And welcome back here to White Auditorium. Tim Miller, Ken Hansen with you. We're at halftime. Boys' side of the bracket, the 4-5 matchup. It is Madison 32 and Waverly 19 as we begin to look through the totals from that first half of action. Stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes. And they're proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Checking the individual totals first. First off for Waverly, they were led by Brady Wallace with 8. Colton Woodson with 5 points. And then Coy Myers with 4. And Ben Meehan added 2. For Madison, an extremely impressive first half for one Bryson Turner, the 5'9" senior, with 20 first half points to obviously lead all scorers. Gavin Ish chipped in with 7. Colton Ish added 3. Cade Hurlbert with a couple. Nobody in any real serious foul trouble for either team. Fouls spread out evenly amongst the players. 5 team fouls for Madison, 5 different players. 4 team fouls for Waverly, 4 different players there as well. And Ken, you got some of the team numbers.
Yeah, for Madison, they're shooting 12 of 20 from inside the arch. They're 2 for 10 from three-point range. Nice 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. They have 16 rebounds. 3 of those are offensive, 13 defensive, and they've committed 6 turnovers. And for Waverly, 6 of 18 inside the arch, 1 for 6 from three-point range, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Total of 12 rebounds, 3 of them are offensive, 9 defensive, and 9 turnovers. And Tim, well, as I was thinking of this first half, this is like when they played earlier. I mean, Waverly was down 10 going into the fourth quarter, so Madison had to have a good run there. But Bryson Turner tonight, he's just a difference maker.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure, and to your point, Ken, I'm sure Coach Alex McNeil is talking his kids in the locker room. Hey, remember last time, this game is far, far, far from over. Obviously a whole half left to play, and any more in basketball,
yeah,
13 points isn't much, you know?
No, it's all of a sudden team commits 3 turnovers and the other team hits 3 three-pointers, and they're back in the game.
Oh, absolutely. So a long way to go here, but a very impressive half for Bryson Turner. Again, 20 points in that first 16 minutes. So very, very impressive first half. Earlier today, of course, on the girls' side, we got game one between Burlingame and Mendocino Valley, a 4-5 seed matchup, and it was Burlingame with the W, 54-45. So now Burlingame will draw the winner of the top seed, Lebo, or the 8 seed, Hartford. Mendocino Valley will move on over to the consolation semifinals on Thursday, and they'll get the loser of Lebo and Hartford. Of course, later on tonight, as we mentioned, Lebo playing Hartford. Also on the boys' side, the late game, the grand finale, Olpe against Southern Coffee County. We're just into day two of the tournament, and plenty of action, of course, throughout the week. And just what a great venue and what a great event to be a part of.
Yeah, and would love to just, like, you guys have done this quite a bit. I know, Tim, you visit with Ted Van Ocker a lot.
Yeah.
And you just love Ted Van Ocker and his love for the Lyon County League as a whole thing, let alone just the tournament.
Yeah, he's done it for a long time since, I'm trying to think, maybe the 1970s, somewhere in there. So, yeah, Ted's been around quite a bit. 102nd Lyon County League tournament, hard to believe.
Yeah.
Ted does make a point he has not seen all of the Lyon County League tournaments.
I'm not sure.
He hasn't been around for all of them.
No. He's been around for, he could tell you some stories.
Oh, my gosh, yes. A lot of history there. I'm hoping he's writing a book. You know, he really needs to probably get some notes down as he's, of course, knows a lot of the history of this wonderful, wonderful event. Mm-hmm. Both teams back out. Well, I was going to say Waverly, I guess, out warming up. The Madison kids have not shown up yet. Let's go ahead and squeeze in another break. We'll come back, and we'll get you ready for second half action. Coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament here on Country 101.7 FM.
Strength Stability Service. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, you can count on all three. And you can count on me, Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent in Emporia. I'll help make sure you have the coverage you need, nothing more, nothing less, and that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Call me today to schedule a super check and see how I make it simple to protect your family, cars, home, and future.
Call Perry Ott of Farm Bureau Financial Services at 620-342-1313. Hartford One Stop is supportive of the Hartford Jaguars and Lady Jaguars and wishes their athletes the best of luck this season. They want to remind fans when you're in Hartford, their convenience store is open till 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out their daily lunch specials. And remember, their full-service auto shop is available Monday through Friday for general service, including tires and oil changes. Whether you need gas, auto service, snacks, or Hunt Brothers Pizza, your one-stop shop in downtown Hartford is Hartford One Stop.
All right, back here at White Auditorium as we are just a couple minutes away from the second half. And, of course, Ken, these first few minutes of the third quarter are very critical for Waverly to get back in this game.
Yeah, they can't commit turnovers. They're going to have to get some good looks at the basket. I think there were some times that they were just trying to rush some things in there. If you got somebody guarding you, give it up.
Yep.
Give it up. And step in front of Bryson Turner to where he can't catch the ball at the elbow, because that seems to be his sweet spot right there. And then if he does get it, good luck at trying to stay in front of him, because he's just so much quicker than everybody else.
Yeah, we'll see if they can slow Bryson Turner down here in the second half. As mentioned, just an unbelievable first 16 minutes. Turner with 20. You know, get to my notes here. As we saw a very impressive performance on the girls' side to begin this tournament. Kaylin Noonan, 38 to lead Burlingame in their victory over Mendocino Valley, and she had a tremendous performance. And now we're seeing another one here on the boys' side.
Yes. And Bryson Turner, his credit, he's doing it within the realm of the offense. It's not him being one-on-one with everything. He's getting the ball and getting good looks at it.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with his jump shot. I mean, he elevates so high. I don't see many of the area games. I'm basically on the broadcast. I'm retired, kid. Yeah. They pulled me out of retirement for this. But I'm very impressed with him. What a tremendous athlete. I just don't get to see very many of them. And Boy, the elevation he gets on his jump shot, just a nice-looking player.
He is, and he's a nice kid, too, on top of that. I mean, on top of being a good athlete, he's just a good all-around kid.
And Madison has had their fair share of pretty good athletes.
Yeah, I think there's one throwing the shot put in the disc at Princeton right now.
Yeah.
And yes, Madison, because of Bryson and because of Casey, he's won state track meets as a team.
Yes. And talking about Casey Helm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Madison will get the basketball to begin the third quarter. We'll go with Turner, Colton-ish, Darbrough, Gavin-ish, and Herbert. Meanwhile, for Waverly, there's an over and back. So yeah. Madison begins the quarter with a turnover. For Waverly, it's Myers, Meehan, Woodson, Wallace, and Peterson. They'll see if Waverly can get something going. Maybe that turnover can give them a little bit of a spark here as they are down 32-19 to begin the third quarter. Waverly working left to right as we see it here courtside. This is Meehan on the left-handed dribble. Bounce pass in the corner to Wallace. Now from long range, Peterson, tough shooting luck there. It was down, then came back out. Fight for the loose ball in the lane, picked up by Colton-ish. Now it's still loose. Nobody wants it. There's going to be a timeout here for Madison. A little hot potato there. No one could gather possession of it. And that leads to a timeout by Madison. Gives us a chance to just mention the fact that our coverage of this tournament brought to you by Lacey Hamlin with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. From home to land, Lacey Hamlin is ready to help you with your real estate needs. Contact Lacey at 620-481-0213. Also by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament.
And, Tim, when you look at this, Waverly got a turnover, had a chance to score, didn't get it. Now it's making it just a little bit harder. But, again, if they can get a couple turnovers, try to cut this lead down to 6 or 7 before the fourth quarter, and you'll be right back in this thing.
Yeah, there's no 13-point play. You just got to whittle it down a little at a time here, and it certainly starts at the defensive end. Herbert feeds it to Bryson Turner. His shot crawls in, so he kind of, he's just picking up where he left off. 22 points now for Turner. The lead grows to 15, the biggest of the night for Madison.
And, Tim, I don't think he's even shot a three tonight.
No, he hasn't. There's a shot crawling off there for Coy Myers. Rebound controlled by Madison. They'll move it now right to left. 6:52 to go here in the third. 34-19, Madison by 15. Well, Waverly digging themselves a little bit of a hole here. Now there's a foul away from the ball. Mm-hmm. Going to be called on Colton Woodson, his first, team's first. So Madison will inbounds under their own basket. Colton-ish will trigger it in. Works the bounce pass to Turner. Feeds up top to Hurlbert. Here's Turner again. Shot in and out. No good. Loose ball on the deck. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Waverly ball. So Waverly with the basketball. Down 15. 6:37 left to be played. And now a timeout here on the floor. Timeout being brought to you by McDonald's on 6th. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget. And get a second one for $1. So now Waverly with the timeout here. 6:37 left to be played in the third quarter. 34-19 our score. 15-point lead for Madison.
And again, everybody says it starts on the defense, but where they've gone stagnant is on the offensive end. Sometimes if you get a few baskets to go, you can get a little bit of momentum, and your defense all of a sudden picks up and gets a little bit better.
Now Waverly, they'll come out of the timeout with the basketball. Inbounds feed comes in to Ben Meehan. Meehan quickly down the floor, just a little out of control, and now he throws it away. Turnover by Waverly, something they can ill afford here, down by 15. It's been a rough go offensively for this Waverly basketball team. Turner from the foul line, fadeaway shot, left it short. Boy, I thought it was going to go down.
Yeah.
Everything he's been shooting has seemed to have gone down, and that one was close, even on the fadeaway at the foul line. So Waverly with the basketball, still looking for their first points here in the third period. Ball is kicked off the foot of Lane Darbro. 5:59 left here in the third, 34-19. Madison with the lead.
And one of the things, Madison, I think their defense has been solid tonight, but Waverly's also just missed some shots.
Coy Myers with it right side. Feeds up top now. Brantley Peterson working against this Madison zone defense. Woodson on the drive, cut off nicely there by Lane Darbro. Now there's a pass stolen away. Bryson Turner on the steal, knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It will stay with Madison. And yet another Waverly turnover.
And actually, I thought that was a good job that time of Brantley Peterson getting back and knocking that away from Bryson Turner. That's not easy to do.
No, he's hard to catch.
Yes, he is.
Hurlburt feeds it. Darbro near side. As Madison, or should say Waverly, trying to pick up the intensity with their defense. Colton Ish, right side, 16-footer, no good. And there's a rebound and a putback by the sophomore, Cade Hurlburt. He's got four, and the lead is now 17 for Madison. And Waverly in some trouble here. 5:13 left. They got to get something going on the drive. Myers, maybe this is it. Do they count the basket? Myers with the field goal, but do they count it? Basket is indeed good, and Myers a chance at the three-point play, and maybe this is what will get Waverly going here in the second half.
Yeah, and that's one of those, you got to reward the kid. He made a nice move.
Gavin Ish with his second personal foul, by the way. Myers free throw, left it short. 36-21, Madison with the lead, 5:03 to go in this third quarter. Get pass deflected and stolen away by Peterson. Waverly with the basketball. Now there's a steal taken right back by Colton Ish on the drive and scores it. That's a backbreaker for Waverly. They get the turnover and give it right back, and it leads to a Madison field goal. And now Meehan on the drive. He's fouled.
And, Tim, we're starting to see some frustration by the Waverly Bulldogs.
Yeah. You can tell they're getting just a little frustrated out here with the way this game has gone so far. Hurlburt with his second. Team foul number two on Madison. 38-21, Madison with the lead. 4:33 left to go here in the third quarter. As Woodson hands it off to Peterson. Peterson up top. Sends it right side. Myers sets up long range. Got it. A Cody Thurston land agent three. Myers trying to give Waverly a lift here. He has all five of their third quarter points. 14-point lead for Madison, 38-24. Pass goes inside. Gavin Ish got great position on Brady Wallace. Wallace no choice but to foul him. Wallace with his second.
Yeah, he had him pinned behind him. Nice job of playing post offense that time.
Gavin Ish with 7 points, looking for his first points here of the third quarter, missed the free throw. So a second attempt here for Gavin Ish, 6'3" senior. That left hand taped up pretty good. Ish hits one of two. He's got eight, 39-24. Now substitution here. Boy, we haven't had to do that very much tonight, have we? Octavian Dean, 6-foot freshman. Now, I think that's the first sub, is it not?
I think it is.
Okay, just checking, Ken. We have not had to worry about the bench in terms of getting new players in. Boy, interior passing, dangerous feed, and it's stolen. Bryson Turner with the pick. 3:47 left, third quarter. 39-24, Madison with the lead. Gavin Ish, the runner, way off the mark. And picking up the loose ball is Brantley Peterson for Waverly. Meehan dishes off to Myers here along the near side. There's a bump. That's going to be on Colton Ish. That'll be his second.
Yeah, in fact, Tim, when that substitute went in, I think it caught the scores table by surprise.
Well, I can understand. I can understand. There's a shot in the lane. No good for Meehan. It'll stay with Waverly. Couple of notes here. Greg Ray on top of it. You know, we talked about Kaylin Noonan with her big 38-point night.
Uh-huh.
It's a school record,
oh, wow,
by the way. And wow, she goes over 1,000 career points. So a big night for Kaylin Noonan of Burlingame.
Yes.
Missed shot by Peterson in the far corner. Fight for the rebound inside. And they'll get a whistle on Ben Meehan, his second. Team foul number three on Waverly. 39-24 Madison. 3:15 left to be played in this third quarter. Some pressure now being applied by Waverly, just trying to get something going. And there's Turner right to the bucket. Bryson Turner, 24 points, 41-24. His pace has slowed down, but obviously still a very good night for Turner.
Yeah, he's under no pressure, though, right now.
Nope, not at all. 41-24, 17-point lead. Peterson on the drive, hits the deck, loses the handle, into the hands of Octavian Dean. Here comes Turner, quickly down the floor, another layup. Layup drill for Turner. And now Madison opening up a 19-point cushion. Turner has 26. And there's a whistle. Stoppage of play. Call goes against Gavin Ish. That's his third, team's fourth.
And, Tim, just when we said his pace was going down, he hits back-to-back buckets.
Yeah, back-to-back layups, and he's got 26. Right corner, Peterson, a three-ball try. No good, in and out. Rebound to Bryson Turner. Madison gets it back up, 19, 2:20 to go here in this third quarter. Coverage brought to you by the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. And by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting, and glass insulation, free estimates. Darborough with it along the far side, skips it near wing, Gavin Ish. Waverly in their zone. This is Turner, forces one up from 14 feet that won't go down. Rebound, Waverly. Meehan trying to work his way down the paint. Spins, sends a pass over to Peterson, left side. Peterson fires it baseline, back to Meehan. Shot is up and good. Good ball work there. Nice teamwork. Meehan has four. 43-26 Madison. Minute and a half left here in the third. Gavin Ish. He's Colton Ish. Those two brothers playing catch here along the near wing. Now they'll send a pass. They'll reverse it over to Lane Darborough. And Gavin Ish gets it back on the drive, the pull-up. 10-foot shot, no good, over the back. That's going to be on Turner. So Turner with his second personal. Team foul number four. Or team now fifth, excuse me.
And both these teams have been pretty – this has been a pretty clean game.
Yeah, it has been. It has been at that. As we near a minute left to go, Meehan on the drive. Can't get it down, just crawls off. Rebound Gavin Ish and Madison with it. 57 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Timeout taken by Alex McNeil. He'll get it with 53 seconds left. Timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including select favorites for free. Well, Ken, this 4-5 matchup, typically a pretty close game. And when these two teams met back in early December, it was a close game. But Madison has certainly had their way, at least thus far. They have a whole quarter left, but right now enjoying a 17-point lead.
Yeah, but I guarantee Coach McNeil's going to – hey, you were up 10 on them last time, and they came back and beat us. Well, let's not let this go here. Let's keep focused. And besides that, they're building for Friday now, too.
Yep.
And but you don't want to play – if you're Madison, even though you got a comfortable lead, you don't want this to get down and keep it going.
Yep, stay crisp. Play good basketball down the stretch. Of course, Waverly, they're going to have to really step it up. Of course, they're going to have to start at the defensive end first to get some turnovers, but – boy, their offense, they have struggled tonight, no question.
Get a few threes going down and things look better.
Yep. Still certainly an opportunity here with still a whole quarter left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see what Madison drew up coming out of the timeout. Preston Turner drives it right down the lane. There's what they drew up. Turner with a quick move right to the basket.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to draw up tonight.
28 for Bryson Turner. Now a loose ball and stolen away by Gavin Ish. And Madison will get another look at the basket, leading by 19. 45-26.
Yeah, 1-4. Let's go. Spread them out. Let Bryson take it.
Turner, he's just so quick. And now from the outside, Colton Ish for a three, and he gets it. A Cody Thurston Land Agent three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference, Cody Thurston. So the three for Colton Ish. He's got eight, and the lead expands to 22 points. Down to a second left, and there's a desperation shot forced up. Just about went down there for Ben Meehan, but it is all Madison thus far as they will take a 48-26 lead with them into the fourth quarter. We'll pause. We'll come back for fourth quarter action. This is coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Do you or your family need a new dentist in Emporia? We would personally like to invite you to visit our office to see if it's the right fit for you. Hi, this is Dr. Joseph Waddy. In addition to full dental services, we also offer dental implants, Invisalign clear braces, sedation dentistry, and much more. Call 342-8032 to schedule an appointment. And visit us online at drlotti.com. We look forward to meeting you.
Tim Miller, Ken Hansen with you here on Country 101.7 FM. Of course, you can also watch it via KVOE TV at kvoe.com. 48-26 as Madison continues to stretch this lead out here, Ken.
Yeah, and it ended up being more than just Bryson Turner that quarter. It ended up being a little bit more balanced attack from them. But it still, it goes through Bryson, but he doesn't need to do it. And that's what this third quarter was, a really good team effort.
Well, Waverly needed a good third. They didn't get it. They were outscored 16-7 in the period. They'll get the basketball to begin the fourth, and they need to mount a comeback and do it quickly. Coy Myers with it along the near side as Waverly works left to right. Hand off to Peterson. Peterson, that's a tough shot. Had it knocked away, but picks it back up. Now he'll try it again, right baseline. 14-foot shot, no good. Gavin Ish with the rebound from Madison. Madison, 48-26 lead. On the drive, Colton Ish lays it up and in. 10 points for Ish, and it looks like that Coach McNeil said, hey, we got to keep attacking. We know what happened last time. We're not going to even remotely get close to that, and they're up 24 now. There's a nice shot up and in by Brady Wallace, who now has 10.
And also, we've been playing well. Let's keep it up.
Yep.
Build up for Friday evening.
1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Gavin Ish, three. Knew he missed it. Tried to follow it. Off the lip, no good. Rebound to Meehan for Waverly. Myers down the court to the baseline. Boy, he zips a pass down inside Peterson. Turnaround jump hook shot, no good, out of bounds. Well, I tell you what, Myers had a little mustard on that pass.
Yeah, Coy's a tough kid. And he's a good athlete, and just good at throwing the ball. Man, that did have some heat to it.
Lane Darborough back in for Madison. Octavian Dean sits down. 6:52 left in the contest, 50-28. Madison with the lead. Just about turned it over. Colton Ish there to pick it up. Ish bounce pass across the lane to Gavin Ish. Easy lay-in. Nice work against the press. Gavin Ish in double figures with 10. And the lead is 24 for Madison, 52-28.
Yeah, that was they executed to a T on that one.
Madison in their zone defense. Peterson on top. Bounce pass in the far corner to Meehan. Tries to fire it into Wallace. Now Wallace turns it over as he tried to go baseline to Peterson. So Madison with yet another steal. Waverly, unfortunately, adds a turnover to their column.
And that's one area where they're leading, 16-8 in the way of turnovers.
And there's a turnover by Madison. Nice steal. Brady Wallace with it. Down the floor he comes. Missed the layup. Peterson, though, on the follow. Good hustle by Brantley Peterson. That's his first basket. And Peterson scored 19 the first time these two teams met, but just his first field goal tonight, 52-30.
And Brantley's one of those kids that if he's on from three-point range, he could just light it up. But not tonight.
Here's Turner on the drive. Right to the basket with the right hand. Count it. Bryson Turner now with 30. 54-30. From the right wing, shot no good from 17 feet. Myers with a miss. Foul at midcourt. That's going to be Brady Wallace with his third. Team foul number four. So, Bryson Turner has now scored as many points as the Waverly team has.
Yeah, it's one of those Bryson 30, Madison 24.
Yeah.
Waverly 30.
Yeah. Yeah, man, what a night.
Yeah.
We've seen back-to-back just fantastic performances individually in this Lyon County tournament. Boy, nice spin move there by Darbrough, but he walked with it. Madison with a turnover.
And right now, if you're Coach McNeil, how much more do you keep Bryson Turner out there?
Yeah.
Do you risk an injury by – or do you want to just drill him? I mean, it's kind of that way. When do you take him out?
Yeah, we'll see how much longer he's in the basketball game. Wallace bounce pass, Meehan out of bounds, knocked away. I think Gavin Inch last to touch it. Now – Madison going a little deeper on their bench as Cohen Luthi, 5'8 junior, will check in. Lane Darbrough is out. In the lane, Wallace with a nice little 8-footer there, up and good. Wallace with a quiet 12 for Waverly, makes it 54-32. 4:50 left to play. Gavin Ish, left wing, three-point try, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound is cleared by Colton Woodson for Waverly. And back come the Waverly Bulldogs. Ben Meehan across the timeline. Pass inside Wallace, reach in. It's going to be a foul on Gavin Ish. That's his fourth. Team foul number six. Coverage brought to you by USD 386, Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs.
Well, Madison trying to join Burlingame as having both of their teams in the semifinals.
Gavin Ish will take a seat. Gannon Pyle, 6-foot junior, in for the Bulldogs.
And Ben Meehan with that basket.
So Meehan with a field goal. He's got six. Makes it 54-34, a 20-point ball game. On the drive, Colton Ish fouled before he got to the basket. Foul will go against Brady Wallace. That's his fourth. Needed to mention Luke Bartley checking in for Waverly, 5'6 junior. Or did they get – I guess they got Peterson on that, didn't they? That's his second.
It is.
Team foul number five. Inbounds comes in to Bryson Turner. Again, Turner with 30. 54-34, 20-point lead. 4:17 left from the outside. Long-range shot, no good there by Cohen Luthi. Rebound to Waverly. Meehan feeds it in the right corner to Peterson. Now he'll get it back. Lobs it up inside for Wallace. Wallace fumbles it for a second. His pass deflected, but back into the hands of Meehan. Meehan on the drive. Strong take to the goal, and he scores it. Meehan with eight. 54-36, Madison, 3:51 to go.
And this is just one of those games that right now it's, oh, that's charge.
Yep, Ish on the drive. That is indeed a charge. So Ish with his third, team foul number seven. So for the remainder of this game, Waverly will be in the bonus.
Yep.
Timeout for Tyler Williams. This timeout brought to you by McDonald's. Stop by McDonald's on 6th. Get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and a drink to make it a meal. Well, as you mentioned, Madison boys and girls moving through to the semifinal round. Also, Burlingame boys and girls. So a couple of schools really enjoying the first couple days of this tournament.
Yes, they are. But they're both schools that now expect to be there.
Yeah,
and Burlingame has built such a program, great program over the last 5 to 6 years that they expect to be in the semi. They expect to be playing Friday and Saturday night here. And now Madison boys have kind of gotten that way, too, over the last 4 to 5 years. And Madison Girls, it's a new adventure, but they've got a coach that expects to be there.
Yes, indeed. 54-36, Madison with the lead, 3:42 left to be played. So Madison will look to up its overall mark to 8-4 on the season. Waverly would fall to 5-7.
Yeah, Bryson Turner's just put on a show, but it's a 30 points that you look at and you go, it wasn't anything spectacular that he did.
No, he just, just within the framework of the offense, a lot of takes to the basket, got layups in the open court, nice jump shots from about 15 feet, didn't force much of anything at all tonight. Missed shot by Waverly, rebound cleared by Madison, and here comes Madison down the floor. That's going to be a charge. That's going to be on Darbro, his second, team foul number 8. So we'll go back the other way.
I think Coach McNeil's like, Lane, why? he was solidly in front of you. Just stop and give up the ball.
Yep. That was a foul at midcourt. That's going to be on Colton Ish. So Ish picks up his fourth, 9th team foul, and Waverly to the line. They'll shoot a 1-1. Ben Meehan will be at the stripe. He's got 8 points. Only, well, once we get to this free throw, only 4 free throws shot in the entire second half. He misses the front end. Rebound Madison. So it remains 54-36 with 3:20 left to go.
And, Tim, if it was closer, I would say Waverly would start fouling, but when you're down 18, you just got to play your normal game.
Yep, just play it out here. Darbro pull up, 15-foot shot crawls off. Foul on the inside. I think that's going to be on Cohen Luthy. We'll get him with a push, his first. Team foul number 10 against Madison. So double bonus time for Waverly. Luke Bartley to the line. Looking for his first points of the ball game. Free throw is up and crawls off the right side of the rim. No good. Our coverage brought to you by Mayer Electric, your proud supporter of all OP academic and extracurricular activities. Mayer Electric, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. Luthy will check out of the contest from Madison. And both free throws missed for Bartley as Waverly 0-4 here in the second half on the stripe. There's going to be a whistle, and that's going to be a foul as they cross midcourt. It's going to be called on Brantley Peterson, his third, team sixth. 3:01 to go. Madison will inbounds right in front of the scorer's table as Turner feeds it in to Lane Darbro. Again, Bryson Turner, a huge night with 30. Now he's tied up, and the ball will go to Waverly.
And also, Tim, if you're Waverly, you want to get something positive the next 3 minutes and build up for the rest of the tournament here, because you could still go after fifth place and have a 2-1 record in the tournament.
Yep. And you talk to a lot of coaches, and obviously your goal is to go 3-0, but most of them, if we can go get 2 wins, we're going to be elated and feel really good about our performance, and that's still in play for Waverly. And now they're going to change it. It's going to be possession going back to Madison, so they must have had – they were a little off on the arrow, evidently.
But got it. If this was closer, that would be much more controversial.
That could have been real interesting if we were a 2-3-point ball game.
Uh-huh.
Now a turnover for Madison. I think they had a 3-second violation there. Coverage brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Waverly basketball, Peterson from the outside. That time it goes down for him. Cody Thurston, land agent, 3-pointer. And Peterson now with 5. 2.5 left. 54-39, a 15-point Madison lead. Bryson Turner still out there, thought about the shot. Now he'll drive, takes it in, and scores. You know, he's virtually unstoppable when you try to cut him off going to the basket. I don't know how people stop him.
Yeah, other than try to step in there and take a charge.
Yeah, obviously need help.
Yeah.
Peterson from the outside again with a miss. Rebound to Darbro. Turner, by the way, with 32 points.
Not bad.
Not a bad night. There's a steal. Waverly comes away with it. And now Gavin Ish takes it right back, and he gets fouled.
Gavin, I like the hustle. You're up 17. You're still hustling.
Both teams still pretty scrappy.
Yeah.
Fouls on Luke Bartley, his first. Team foul number 7, so both teams into the bonus as Colton Smith-Biggin will check in for Waverly, 5'4 sophomore. For Madison, Gannon Pyle back in as Darbro will go to the bench. Gavin Ish to the free throw line. 3 of 5 from there tonight. Hits the first. 11 points for Gavin Ish. And the lead is now 18. Cohen Luthy will check in. Colton Ish heads to the bench. Gavin Ish with one more free throw attempt. Foul shot is up and rattles out, no good. 57-39. Bartley, long range from the corner, 3, in and out, no good. Peters with the follow, it won't go down, crawls off the rim. Gavin Ish with the rebound, and just some tough shooting like there for Brantley Peterson. And we'll walk to the other end.
Yeah,
Peterson picks up his fourth.
Brantley, this is not a normal night for him.
No, not at all. Their leading scorer averages 13 a game, had 19 in the first meeting between these two teams, as I mentioned. Just 5 points so far tonight, all of them here in the second half. Gavin Ish, his free throw, no good. On the inside, Wallace, Brady Wallace with a miss, and Gavin Ish cleans it up off the rim for Madison. Minute 26 left, 57-39. Madison with the lead. Turner kicks it near side. Gavin Ish, three ball is up and good. Cody Thurston, 3 for Gavin Ish. He's got 14 on the night. And now Peterson trying to answer the three. Won't go down. There's the follow up and in for Ben Meehan. Meehan crawls into double figures. He's got 10 points. 60-41, Madison, 58 seconds left. Coach Alex McNeil will take a timeout, I think, to try to get a substitution in the ball game. Our timeouts throughout the Lyon County League tournament brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Street. Your afternoon snack stop for hot, fresh fries for $1 between the hours of 2 and 5. Need to mention our video coverage, of course, on KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Video coverage brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. So Madison will move into the championship semifinals. Meanwhile, Waverly will head over to the consolation side of the bracket. Just game two of the day, still two more to go.
Yeah, I've got Lebo against Hartford Girls getting ready to come up here, and then the Olpe boys against Southern Coffee County following that.
60-41, our score, Madison. In for the Bulldogs, the Madison Bulldogs, Braden Jones, 6'1" junior.
Yeah, it's one of those nights that you just go Bulldogs.
Just go Bulldogs.
Bulldogs.
Also, Trayton Rockhill in for the first time tonight. So, Gannon Pyle, Cohen Luthy, Trayton Rockhill, Octavian Dean, and Braden Jones. They'll finish things out for Madison, and I'll check in as Braxton Worrell. I think Coach Alex McNeil just trying to get as many kids into the ball game as he possibly can. They can say they played on the court at White Auditorium.
That they can. Named after the Olpe girls coach.
Yep, good old Coach Slay. Speaking of Coach Slay, guess he just walked in.
Yeah.
There's a nice steal there. Back the other way comes Bartley, and he'll lay it up and in. Luke Bartley with his first bucket makes it 60-43. Madison with the lead, 30 seconds left. You know, I wish I had half the energy Coach Slaymaker has.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I don't know if I've ever had the energy that Coach Slaymaker has now.
No, he just loves this game, and he loves this tournament too.
Yep, just loves coaching.
Yep,
teaching kids. Down to 6 seconds here in this game. Down to 1 second. See if Madison gets a shot, and they do. The shot up and no good. Last shot there put up by Trayton Rockhill, and that will do it. As it is Madison with a 60-43 victory over Waverly. Madison moves to 8-4. Waverly falls to 5-7. Madison into the championship semis, and Waverly on the consolation side of the bracket. 60-43, again, your final score. We will take a break, come back, and go through all the numbers from this contest here this evening. This is coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
The former State Bank of Aliceville has three locations to serve you, including Aliceville, Burlington, and Lebo. Locally owned and operated, they strive to meet the needs of their customers of East Central Kansas through quality financial services and friendly customer service. Their motto is, the bank that appreciates your business. You'll find they have competitive loan and deposit rates and sound banking practices. Since 1908, Farmer State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Wishing the best of luck to the teams from Lebo and Southern Coffee County in this week's tournament.
Score big on taste with Planet Sub. Choose a made-to-order sandwich with ingredients that are always fresh. Try a classic with turkey and bacon, or an original like the superhero sub on made-from-scratch bread. Need something lighter? Try a tortilla or romaine wrap. Sandwiches, wraps, or soup. Planet Sub serves them up fresh and big on taste. Planet Sub, 2715 Candlewood Drive, across from Walmart. PlanetSub.com.
Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street in Emporia, buys all grades of high-quality scrap iron and steel, along with structural steel, aluminum, copper, brass, and stainless steel scrap. They also buy your old metal appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, and metal siding. Advantage Metals Recycling offers competitive pricing for your scrap metal, and you receive payment on the spot. So when you have metal to recycle, choose Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street in Emporia.
This is pharmacist Amber Haig reminding you that Haig Pharmacy can help make it easier for you to get the medications you need. If you cannot get to us, let us come to you. We offer free local delivery service inside Emporia city limits and deliver to several surrounding communities, including Cottonwood Falls, Strong City, Madison, and Olpe. Let us help you and your loved ones get the medications and items you need to stay healthy and well. That's Emporia's own Haig Pharmacy, bringing what you need direct to your door.
Hi, I'm the third little pig. You know, the one who built his house out of bricks. Well, despite threats from the big bad wolf,
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll...
Yada, yada, yada. I'm still living in that same magnificent house built by Grimmett Construction.
Grimmett Construction's been in the masonry business for 6 generations and specialize in new home construction. Call Jeff or Scott at 343-0174 to start the process to build your happily ever after in a house made of brick or any other material you choose from Grimmett Construction.
Tim Miller, Ken Hansen back with you as we just concluded the second game of the day, first on the boys' side. And it was Madison over Waverly by the final score of 60-43. As we begin to go through the numbers from this contest, our game stats being brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Well, Madison building an early lead. They led by 13 at the end of the first half, 32-19. They built that to a 22-point advantage at the end of the third quarter, 48-26, led by as many as 24, and they settle for the 17-point victory, 60-43. Checking the individual totals, first off for Waverly, they did have two players in double figures, led by Brady Wallace. He totaled 12 points. Ben Meehan added 10. Coy Myers had 9 in the contest. 5 apiece for Colton Woodson and Brantley Peterson. Luke Bartley finished with a couple. Of course, the story in the ball game, Madison's Bryson Turner. He leads all scorers with, boy, just a great night. 32 points, his final tally for the night. He led three players in double figures for Madison. Gavin Ish with a total of 14. Colton Ish with 10. So the Ish brothers both in double figures in the ball game. Cade Hurlburt finished with 4. Madison wins it 60-43.
Team stats for Waverly. They shot 13 of 39 inside the arcs, 3 for 14 from three-point range. So overall, 16 of 53. They were 2 for 9 from the free throw line. They had 19 rebounds, 4 offensive, 15 defensive, and they committed 17 turnovers. For Madison, they were 25 of 37 inside the arc, 4 of 17 from three-point range. So overall, 29 of 54 from the field. That's an excellent night. Shooting from the field. They were 6 of 10 at the free throw line. Well, they got 25 rebounds, 5 offensive, 20 defensive, and they committed 16 turnovers.
Well, good ball game for Madison. Obviously a great game for Bryson Turner with 32 points. But, you know, Madison took control of the basketball game there in that second quarter and never looked back. Waverly just could never get back into it.
They didn't. They just kept the pressure on them, kept the pressure, and their offensive execution, it wasn't flashy, but it was really, it was everything they got was within the flow of their offense or Bryson Turner drive to the basket, because everybody could step out on him. Found out he was pretty quick. He could get in there.
Yeah, very quick. As I mentioned before, I've never seen him play, never seen any of these kids play, but boy, what an impressive young man, and just so quick, and just obviously had a big, big night, and the main reason why Madison finds themselves now on the semifinal side of the bracket, and they will await the winner of the late game tonight, Opie, Southern Coffee County, the Opie Eagles. Pretty strong number one, obviously. Undefeated on the season, I believe.
Yes.
And
yes.
Certainly a prohibitive favorite to win this tournament.
They are. And it's a favorite with an exclamation point by them. But the other three will say, hey, we got a shot. We got a shot with them. They're not invincible. Even though two-time defending state champion makes it a little bit harder.
Yeah, add that into the mix.
Yeah.
Of course, the Opie boys looking to be a repeat champion here. They won this tournament over Madison, as a matter of fact, last year. And so those two teams possibly will see each other in the late Friday game in the semifinal round. Just to reiterate, we talked about Bryson Turner with his 32. Well, he got topped by someone in game one.
Yes. Yes.
As one young lady, Kaylin Noonan for Burlingame sets a school record. 38 points. She tops her or tops 1,000 points for her career. She was extremely impressive for Burlingame as Burlingame wins over Merzine Valley 54-45. What a great performance.
Yeah, it was. And so those two, and they're good kids too. I've had the chance to meet them over the years, Bryson Turner and Kate and Noonan, and just good kids. And so you're happy to see those kids succeed.
Absolutely. So, again, two games are in the books now. Burlingame over Merzine Valley, 54-45 in the girls' game. Boys' game just finishing up. Madison defeated Waverly, 60-43. The game next up, the top seed on the girls' side, Lebo, will take on Hartford. We talk about the Opie boys being a big-time favorite in this tournament. Mm-hmm. You can say the same thing about the Lebo girls.
Yes, you can, and they are a fun team to watch, and they get up and down the court, and they play well as a team.
And then, of course, as we mentioned, the nightcap, the top seed Opie on the boys' side taking on Southern Coffee County. So there's the schedule for the remainder of the night. Of course, tomorrow is an off day, and then teams will resume play on Thursday. Well, Ken enjoyed working with you. I think we'll be back on Thursday, won't we, together, I think?
I think Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday both. So enjoyed it.
Yeah. We've known each other for years.
Absolutely. Just never have been on the air together before. So, yeah, if you've known each other a long time.
Yes, we have.
Maybe we shouldn't date ourselves, Ken. It's been a little while, like back in the mid-'80s.
Yes,
so,
it has.
Yeah, so it's been a long, long time. So, enjoyed it. We're going to turn the controls over to Tegan Trahoon and Michael Deeker. Let them bring you down the home stretch here with the last two games of the contest. So we'll take a timeout, get those guys settled in. We'll have more coverage of the Lyon County League Tournament coming up right after this.
Moon Title and Escrow is a full-service title insurance, closing, and escrow company serving Lyon and surrounding counties. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff would like to wish good luck to all the Lyon County League teams in the tournament. Moon Title and Escrow provides services for residential and commercial in title insurance, real estate closings, and escrow services. They're located at 421 Commercial Street in downtown Emporia and serve Lyon and surrounding counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
USD 252 Southern Lyon County proudly supports our students. We extend a big thank you to our parents, grandparents, administration, staff, and businesses for their continued support. Hard work, commitment, loyalty to your team, and respect to those around you will pave the way to success. Good luck to all area teams in this week's tournament.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
That's the sound of getting big interest on your Kasasa checking balance.
Yes!
ATM withdrawal fees, refunded nationwide, and it's easy to earn rewards.
So easy!
No monthly maintenance fee, so not only are you earning cash, you're saving on fees the other guys charge.
I've had so much coffee!
Take back banking and get paid to do it with Kasasa Cash.
Ask for Kasasa at First National Bank of Kansas in Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City.
Authorization, enrollment, and activation activities are required. Receive all services. Contact institution for details.
With winter upon us, Plumbing by Spelman would like to remind homeowners to disconnect hoses from outside faucets and make repairs if they are leaking. Shut off the main water valve every time you travel and don't turn the heat down too low. During extreme cold snaps, open cabinet doors under fixtures that are exposed to outside walls. Call Plumbing by Spelman at 620-342-2122 and let them treat your home like it's their own.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start.